All right, hopefully you got your Bibles. If not, there's one in front of you. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And if once you're there, say there. Are you guys turning there? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Hope you all had a great day enjoying the weather out there. Nate, you must not have walked. Your hair's not blown away. So, your hair's looking great with the walk.
Well, thank you.
As I said
earlier.
Yep, 6:10, Ephesians. All right, here we go. It goes, a final word. So, usually when somebody says, hey, I got a final word, you might want to take notice of it. Be strong in the Lord and in His power, and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you might be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Heavenly places mostly in the spiritual realm that we can't see. And then it goes on, it goes verse 13, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. We're going to look at that here in a moment. Verse 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness. For the shoes put on peace that comes from God's good, from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 18, pray in the Spirit all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Persistent prayer. Verse 19, and pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for Him as I should. A few things I want to point out. I'm not going to talk about the armor of God. I want to talk about standing. It says here, it goes, Paul saying, hey, this is my final word to you, church in Ephesus. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. So don't be strong in yourself. Don't be strong in your knowledge. It says, be strong in the Lord. How do you be strong in the Lord? Hanging out with God. Exercising your faith. You only get strong what you work out. If you don't work out, you're not going to get strong. You're actually going to get weaker. If you don't use that muscle or that gift, like he told Timothy, stir up that gift. If you don't use that gift, you're going to lose that gift. So even if you might, man, I was pretty snazzy in football back in the day. But if you haven't played football in a while, you're not going to be so snazzy playing football anymore, because you're going to lose that gift. You got to use, and sometimes that gift, you got to stir that thing up. Well, I'm not good at it, but keep stirring. You ever seen a paint can? You go get paint from the hardware store, what do? They stir it up. It's not just like a little stir, is it? It's like a shake and bake. And so the thing about it is that's what Paul's saying here. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Whose power? God's power. We don't have power. Outside the Holy Spirit, we're powerless. Remember the story about the seven sons of Sceva? Where they were trying to do the... cast out demons. And they were doing it in Paul's name, and this name, and that name, every name but the name of Jesus. And what happened? They got beat. All of a sudden, they got beat up by this one guy. And then he ran out naked. Maybe that's the reason why they call him the seven sons of Sceva. And And so, somebody got it.
I didn't.
No, okay.
It's okay.
Yes, it is. But we don't have power outside of the Holy Spirit power. So don't try to do anything outside of God's name. Don't try to do anything outside of Jesus. If Jesus tells you to go and pray for something, whose name are you praying? You don't pray in your name. You pray in the Lord Jesus' name. That who has power. But the cool thing about it, he has keys. He's giving you the keys. So you can walk without. You ever see someone go to a door and they don't have keys? They can't get in, can they? If it's locked. Okay. If it's unlocked, just open the door and walk in. But if it's locked, who can get in? Only those with a key. What's that?
Alexis.
Alexis. Maybe. Alexis.
You never know.
Especially in today's age. Then it says, put on all God's armor so you might be able to what? Stand firm against all strategies of the devil. It says, doesn't say strategy, it says strategies. Usually, if anybody wrestled or played sports, usually there's more than one strategy to conquer the thing you're facing. And that's the reason why God gave him just the keys to say, okay, which key is this to declare victory over this enemy? And it says to stand. And standing, that means you got victory. Losers don't stand. I mean, they stand up and walk away. But if you wrestle, the person who got wrestled against lost, and they're not standing in victory. They're not standing in the victory lap. And so the thing about it, the one who wins is the one who's standing. And so when you're standing, you got victory. And so even before the fight, you're not fighting from the mindset you're already defeated. You fight from the process, I got victory already. I'm already an overcomer. I am. That thing that surrounded my legs, tripped me up, I overcame that already in the name of Jesus. See, if we walk, I'm going to lose this fight. You already lost. In high school, I tried to play football. I wasn't really that good at it. I haven't gained much weight since then, and I have definitely grown. And there was guys I'm playing against, and they had like full-grown beards, like Roger here. And I'm like, dudes, these people are men. I'm like a 17-year-old child still. I can't, they get facial hair 10 minutes after they shave. I'm like, dude, what's up with that? And so our coach, we had one of the worst football teams in the state of Illinois at the time. Very seldom did we ever win a game. Very seldom. We had the longest losing streak in high school at the time. It was years and years. And our coach would try to get us riled up. They put their clothes on the same way as you do, kids. But I'm thinking, they're a whole lot better than us, coach. I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say that out loud, because I still wanted to play. Guess what? If we already have the mindset that we're going to lose, that God's not going to answer that prayer, that God can't change the situation, why pray? See, when you pray, I'm expecting God to change the situation. Why pray if we're going to back down from the fight? Every good boxer comes ready to fight. They've been practicing. They had their bouts. Every boxer, besides that one that ran out, that he got his $1 million just showing up. Then he left the ring before it started. But most people show up to a fight, to ready to fight. And so here it is. Guess what? You've already gone through a battle. And guess what? You're still here. Stand. You know, as Popeye says, I can't stand it anymore. So he takes his spinach, pops it in. I can't stand it. Boom. The Holy Spirit is your spinach. The Holy Spirit is that power. I know that's a bad analogy, but I think we'll get it. And so, but God wants us to stand. What do we stand on? His word. That's what we stand on. When we pray, we can stand on His word. What does His word say for this situation? What does His word say about me? What does His word say about you? What does His word say about this or that? What does His word say about your finances? What does His word say about relationship? What does His word say about your health? What does His word say about your mind? What does His word say about this tongue? What does His word say? Claim it. What does His word say about your brain? It says renew it. How do you renew it? You renew it in God's word. Renew it with worship. Renew it with the things of God. Think on things that are wholesome, positive, healthy. A lot of times, we get a phone call late at night. Oh no, what's going on now? Maybe someone forgot to call you during the day and they just want to call you at night. But what's that? Your mind already thinks to go something bad because that's what you've been trained. Let's retrain that sucker and retrain this brain to think on something wholesome, healthy. And so when that happens, you can stand. You can see, when the devil came and tempted Eve and Adam, he only used part of God's word. What we can stand is on all of God's word. Did God really say that you're healed? Yes, it does. This word says, you go to the Bible, you quote it over yourself. You quote it over your marriage. That we're becoming one. One flesh, one mind. We're going to walk in unity. Oh, my kids are acting up. Oh, no, they don't act up. They're a blessing. Well, you don't know my kids. Yes, I do. Your kids are a blessing from God. Show me in the Bible where they're a curse. Nowhere. When people say kids are a problem, no. You're the problem. The kids are a blessing. There could be some stinking kids, but guess what? They got stinking parents. And then I know kids have their own choices, and I get all that. And then you could be the best parent out there. Guess what? Jesus was the best disciple maker ever. And there's a couple people that they all ditched him at when he needed help. They watched from afar. What are you going to do now? And one denied him. The other one sold him out. I get that. I understand. But they're still, your kids are still a blessing. I don't care how old they are. They're still a blessing. Does that mean grandkids are a devil blessing? Uh-huh. I was a devil blessing to my grandma. She didn't know this, but I was her favorite. Your great-grandkids are a double blessing. They're a heritage, kids. And your grandkids are a heritage. And so rather than saying, well, they're... No, start saying what the Word of God says about it. This is fun, the whole armor of God. We've heard enough messages about what the armor of God is and all that. But it says, of course, why do we stand firm? Because we don't fight against flesh and blood. The people that bug you, it's their spirit. And a lot of times when you walk in with the Holy Spirit all over you, those who don't know Jesus and have that wicked thing in them, they get agitated. They absolutely, those wicked spirits absolutely hate Jesus. And so the flesh comes out. And the best thing to do is just be quiet and laugh inside. Don't laugh at them outside. Because that could make things worse. But guess what? You're going to stand. Why do you stand? Well, you're just goody tissue. Yes, I am. Praise God. Because I know what God's done for me. I'm redeemed, I'm saved, I'm delivered, I'm healed. All these things. And then he goes, then he says, pray in the Spirit all times, on every occasion. So you're just not praying every once in a while. You could be driving down the road praying. What? You could be shopping and you could be praying. You could be in the middle of an argument or dispute with somebody, and you still could be praying. You could be doing anything. You could be doing dishes and praying, laundry and praying. You could be running 8 miles at a time and praying. You could do anything You could be right now praying and listening. And so it says, pray at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be persistent. Keep praying. Don't give up. Keep praying. Well, I don't see the result yet. Aha, there it is. Yet. We're going to be planting our garden soon. I don't expect my potatoes to be ready to harvest 3 days after I plant them. There has to be persistent there. I have to let them grow in the ground. You know something I think would be so cool? If I could see into the ground and see my plants and my beets and all these things growing. And then I'm like, oh, look at that carrot. It grew about this much today. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool to see all... What's that?
You like beets?
Yeah.
So they're bright.
And so the thing about it is that sometimes we don't see what God's doing. And it's amazing what He's doing. So do not give up praying for fellow saints, for each other, and for those around you. All right. I think that will be the finish of that for tonight. Do we have